Doctor, why do you think the Daleks want you alive?
Don't know. Don't care.
Could be interesting to find out. I mean, I didn't think they'd cherish life.
Ha! Life. Don't talk to them about life.
I won't. What are you doing in there?
Just fiddling with the drive mechanism here. Now, which setting should I set it to? Oh, of course. How silly of me. What else? 42.
Doctor?
Yes?
This door here is getting a bit warm.
Oh yes, that'll be the Daleks. They've realised we're in here by now and they're trying to get in.
What, by melting the door?
Yes, it's what they usually do. We've got a bit of time.
Well, shouldn't we be using that time to escape or something?
Nah, no need. They'll always waste time about it. We'll be getting the threat soon.
Doctor, we are aware that you have infiltrated our control centre. We are breaking through the door. Surrender at once.
See, I told you.
Still, I'm tempted to believe them.
I thought you said they were rubbish. Anyway, nearly finished. Do me a favour. Press that red button up there.
What? The one saying do not press this red button?
Yes, push it.
Okay. Oh.
What happened?
A sign popped up saying please do not push this button again.
That can't be right.
Doctor, this door's getting really, really hot now.
Then stop touching it, you silly goose. Almost done it. There, done. Right. Holding tight onto something?
Story of my life, Doctor.
Excellent. Here we go.
You did it!
Of course. Was there any doubt?
What did you do?
I simply reversed the neutrality of the proton flow in this device.
The infinite probability drive?
Exactly. I turned the entire army of Daleks on this planet into a rather confused sperm whale and a bowl of petunias.
Ingenious!
But of course, and since I managed to stop them in half the allotted time, I think we should rush off early to the pub and... No. You can't still be here.
Exterminate the Doctor's companion. He has been warned of the consequences of his actions.
Wait, no.
I obey.
Mike? No, Mike, you can't. Mike, he's dead. He's dead. You killed him. You've killed him. You've killed him! Doctor Who, Temperamency of the Daleks, by Aaron Toman. Episode 3. Mike, right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What are you doing?
CPR, I have to revive him. I have to. 1.
You
two,
will
three,
stop this
four,
action
four,
and follow your instructions two, without two, question. Four, failure to.
Get out of here, Mike. Wake up. You're alive in there. I know it.
Incapacitate him. I obey. The command carrier has been invaded. Maximus alert! Maximus emergency!
Doctor! Where are you?
Over here. I've got him.
Daleks conquer and destroy! Exterminate and Daleks destroy!
Xylos, he's waking up.
Oh, good. I was beginning to get worried there for a moment. Doctor, old chap, can you hear me? Now, you've had a bit of a bump on the head, but you should be all right. You haven't initiated a regeneration or anything. Doctor?
Oh, my... Mike, what happened to...
He's, over there. We brought him back here, too.
Here? Where?
He's in my study, old chap. Now, don't move. Stay still. You're not at your best yet. Here, see if you can drink some of this.
Thank you. What happened to...
I... Well, I saw what the Temporary did in passing you on the Daleks. I thought I had a duty to tell Xylos about it.
And when she mentioned we had Daleks on the planet, I insisted we mount a rescue attempt.
Oh, my head. I feel like I had the roof fall on me.
Well, a wall at least. Things got a bit out of control.
I'm afraid I don't think we did the Daleks much damage, though. If it wasn't for Adelia's abilities to manipulate time, and the Daleks' inability to deal with that, we wouldn't have got out at all.
And Mike, is he all right?
He is.
Well, I'm sure I got his heart beating before you lot burst, and he didn't.
He's alive, Doctor.
Just.
Let me see him.
He's just over here on the couch.
I have to see. I have to.
He's dying, Doctor.
Doctor, I am so sorry.
This buzzing field
is keeping him alive. I've held the flow of time around his body to stop him. Well, to stop him dying.
K-9's keeping the field stabilized so Adelia doesn't have to stay focused on it.
We'd have lost him already if it weren't.
Good, this is excellent. It can give us time to operate, to get him well again.
No, Doctor, we can't, I'm afraid.
If we break him from the null time field, he'll die too quickly. And if we enter it, we'll be frozen as he is.
Well, we'll use those abilities of yours. If we fold back time around him, reverse his personal history so that damage never happened...
It doesn't work like that, Doctor.
Well, what's the point of keeping him in status like this, then?
So you can say goodbye.
No, there has to be something, anything, we can just...
He's been hit with a Dalek energy beam at full force. It's a miracle he wasn't killed instantly.
I can't let him die, Xylos. I just can't.
I, too, am really sorry, Doctor.
Oh, you are. Yeah, everyone's sorry. Everyone's really apologetic, but no one's actually willing to help and save his life for anything.
Doctor, be reasonable.
Oh, I am reasonable. I mean, isn't it perfectly reasonable to want to help your companion? Just to make an ordinary boy feel well, to make him survive, especially when he's in your care?
Doctor!
Oh, save your breath, Xylos. I'm going out. I may be some time.
Doctor, wait.
Leave him, Adelia. He needs some space. Some time to come to terms with it.
And what do we do in the meantime?
Wait. K-9 can keep poor Mike in a stable condition. The Doctor would never be able to deal with it if Mike died before he could come to terms with his death. He needs to be able to say goodbye. Meanwhile, we need to think of a way to stop the Daleks. The Doctor's going to need a lot of support in that area.
Are the Daleks that much of a threat?
You've seen what they've done to the boy here, and they're likely to do that to every soul on the planet.
That's what you think they're after? Conquest?
Usually I would. But even the Daleks would find it difficult when faced with the 17 swordsmen. I mean, you're only at number 12 and you've managed to survive. If all Tepromancers went up against them...
So what else could it be then? What could they want?
Well, Adelia, I suspect that, like the Doctor, all the Daleks want is some time.
The Temporary has heard your complaint and understands your problem. However, one cannot expect to be responsible if the Daleks cannot control...
The Doctor and his companion and assistants from a Tempromancer. They did not escape due to a fault of the Daleks.
The 17 swordsmen would be my most loyal servants. Not one will have done the deed you describe.
We have accounts from 8 individual Daleks who report that their personal time was altered during the struggle. Their internal chronometers support these claims.
Eddies of time will occur in all parts of this world.
That is not a sufficiently feasible explanation until the swordsmen responsible for the crimes are punished. There can be no alliance between the Daleks and the Temporary.
As you will wish. May an investigation be launched.
This isn't supposed to happen. It isn't. How can I win when... Stupid TARDIS, why wouldn't you let us leave? Why? Now it's almost too late. Mike was right. At least the slider's device was regular. Mike, say goodbye indeed. It's not going to happen. I won't give up on him. I won't.
Well, 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 if it isn't the strange off-worlder.
Oh, go away, Baron, I'm not in the mood.
Oh, lost that insane sense of humor, it seems. How sad for you. Now where's the spark in life of the discussion going to come from?
Go away. Take my advice and just walk away.
Actually, I think not. I've got a bone to pick with you. And now that you don't have any of your friends around to save you up, I think we can resume our discussion of earlier. Now that you're all alone...
Now is not the time to be provoking me, Baron. I'm as furthest away from the mood as I could possibly be, so get back on your high horse and go away or...
What? You'll be sarcastic at me? Insult me in some obscure way you think is funny? Old hat, Doctor. You and Mr. Taylor did that earlier, and you know I can run rings.
Mr. Who?
Taylor. Elizabeth Taylor, that obnoxious friend of yours. Don't tell me you're claiming amnesia or something.
Oh, Baron, go away. You're useless. You have absolutely no idea whatsoever. Bully someone who cares.
Do you want to find out why you can't get into your TARDIS, Doctor?
How do you know about the TARDIS?
I know lots of things. About you, about this world. Who you are, what's to come.
Who are you?
Who indeed? When you need to, Doctor, you'll find out. You'll find me.
Baron? Baron, where did you go? Come back here! Well, I'm fairly sure the Temperances can't do that.
Adelia, wait! Don't be so rash.
My mind's made up, old man.
You're being irrational. You'll achieve nothing.
Everything you've told me about the Daleks is true, yes?
Every word.
Then it's my duty to make sure they don't succeed.
Oh, yes, the Daleks need to be dealt with. They're up to something, and whatever it is, they need to be stopped.
Then you agree with me.
Yes, but I don't agree with this method we're taking. We need a plan. We need backup. We need...
I have a plan.
Oh?
We go back to their ship. Quietly. Do a bit of recon. Find out what just is going on. Then, we get some hard evidence. Take it to the Temporary.
Oh. Yes, well, that's actually quite a good plan. But I still don't think you're quite prepared for the risks involved.
Oh? What risks? I've done the Daleks enough damage before. And this time they won't even know I'm there.
Well, you're not going alone.
I thought you'd say that, which is good since I need your help, since you know the Daleks better than anyone.
No, the Doctor knows the Daleks better than anyone. I just know whatever he's reported into the Matrix on Gallifrey. What are we looking at?
Over there.
Hmm. Well, 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 the Daleks are making a move. Not sure which move it is.
I'm fairly sure they're not meant to be wandering around the palace unescorted like that. Come on.
What? Follow it?
Of course. What better way to get close to the hub of their plans?
You realize I can't possibly condone this foolhardy and suicidal behavior.
Yes. You're covered. Coming?
After you.
Odelia? I need to ask you about... Oh, not here. Silas, are you around? Typical. Hello, K-9.
Master?
So where have they gone, hmm?
The Silas Master wished me to inform you that they have gone to fight the Daleks, Master.
They'll get themselves killed. It seems to be happening a lot these days.
Affirmative, Master.
Is he... Can he hear me?
Insufficient data.
Mike, I don't know if you can hear me. They say you haven't got a chance. You're dying. I'd only say for the strange properties on this planet and K-9 here that you'd be dead already. I just wanted to say that I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I never wanted you to go like this, never. I wish I could have protected you. I should have been able to. But I thought I'd stopped them. I thought the Daleks were destroyed, I mean... I've treated them no differently to any other monsters. Cybertrons, Centaurans, and the Master, he practically asked for it. But somehow... Why didn't it work? It should have worked. It's my fault. It's all my fault. I haven't been taking things seriously. Been just prancing around the universe without a care, doing what I like and not worrying who gets hurt. Like Corsif, like Mr. Body. But not you, Mike. I didn't want you to die. I'll never get to show you Andromeda, the 797 wonders of the universe, or pass off an ever canine to you after you decide to leave. You shouldn't have to die just because I'm a crap doctor.
You're so close to the truth, Doctor.
Doctor Master is undetectable. Master? Master?
Halt! Do not move! I am required inside. My orders are to not allow access to anyone except those who have the appropriate security codes. Transmitting codes now. You have been approved. You may enter. I obey.
Well, that's a pain. They don't even let all the Daleks in.
I'm not surprised.
So even if we could get a hold of a Dalek and hide inside it, we're not likely to actually get past that guard when he asks for the clearance codes.
You can't even freeze it. Since then, you couldn't get the door open. The Daleks are nothing if not clever. It's a pity we don't have K-9. He could blast them or something.
I had no idea there were quarters like this under the palace. I'd even assume the temporary wouldn't have a clue. To think the Daleks have done all this in such a small space of time.
Oh, it's not the Daleks that have done this.
Well, 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 what do we have here?
Baron.
Stay where you are, hands in the air.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Excuse me? You're speaking to a superior officer, 12th. Show me the proper respect and call me sire, especially since I'm holding the sword.
She'll be calling you an irradiated pile of goo in a moment if you don't keep your voice down.
I don't take orders from subordinates. Do you realize the temporary has put out a call for your arrest? Both of you? For breaking the code of hospitality against the Daleks?
Bran, listen. They're not what they seem.
I can see the temporary was right. You're an abomination, Adelia. The Daleks are our guests, and you attacked them like they were monsters.
They are monsters.
No, you're the monsters. I thought something was suspicious when I followed you down here. Now I know I have to take you back to the temporary as soon as...
Baron, use your sense. Have you ever been down here before? If the Daleks are guests, why have they infiltrated a previously unknown part of the palace?
Don't know, don't care. That's somebody else's problem. My intention is to put you both under arrest and take you to the palace for judgment.
Stand still!
You were saying, Baron?
Three unidentified humanoids. Intruders have been found near Operation Central. They have already seen too much and must be exterminated.
Wait, there's been a mistake. I was...
Silence! I am waiting instructions from the Dalek Supreme. I obey. Follow me.
Follow you? Why, where are we?
Do not question the Daleks. You will move ahead of me through the door. Obey me.
Now look here. The Daleks are guests.
Don't argue with them, Baron. You'll make things worse. Come on.
Transmission of codes complete. Open the door. I obey.
In here.
I've heard that before.
Such technology. But how does it all fit in? The palace isn't even quite this big.
I don't recognize the devices. They don't even fit in with other Dalek technology.
I recognize it. It's my own. The technology of the Time Lords. This, my friends, not just this room, everything. This whole planet is my TARDIS.